What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the DL Gaming Podcast. I'm Bobby.
Hello, this is Chi.
I'm Emilio.
All right. Happy New Year's, everybody. It will be the new year, 2018, by the time you hear this.
Happy New Year's.
Yes, we're all very excited.
So we are officially recording on New Year's Eve, just so you're aware. And if you're ever interested in joining in our live recordings, just check out our Discord server. You can follow the link through dlgaming.net.
What's everybody's go-to near New Year's practice? Like, what do you guys do on New Year's Eve generally?
Get fucking shit face wasted.
In what kind of venue? Home, bar.
Dance floor.
So you deal with the people?
I basically drink enough and sweat out the same amount of liquid that I intake usually on New Year's Eve. Oh, no, not at all.
See, that's what I mean.
Yeah, no, I'm an old lady now. No, I'm just kidding. I would love to break it down on a dance floor, but for this particular evening, I will be taking it easy. And
staying home?
Because, yes, and because I have to wake up at 7 in the morning tomorrow, and I don't want to be that person that's dragging feet when I can't afford to on
Bobby,
that particular day.
What's your go-to move?
I go to dinner in Seaport Village, which is a very lovely part of San Diego.
I love that place, yes.
What's your restaurant?
It's going to be Eddie V's tonight.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, good spot.
Whoa.
But, yeah.
Lucky, money bags over here.
Lucky green screen girlfriend.
Yeah, but it should be fun. I like that area. We go down there. We never stay up till midnight anymore.
Yeah.
I'm in bed early, and we're going to go to the gym tomorrow morning. I can't wait to see how empty that place is.
No way.
Yeah.
It's going to be super packed.
And by the way, it's not going to be empty. It's going to be super packed.
New Year's resolution, but who's going to, like...
New Year's Day?
Yeah, New Year's Day at the gym. New Year's
morning.
There's
going to be a lot of
people. I'll be there. I'll see you. I'll high-five you.
We'll see.
Like, high-five and spank on the booty.
I think there's a lot of people that think they're going to the gym tomorrow morning, but yeah. Yeah, they'll be up till 2 o'clock in the morning.
We'll find out next week.
Generally, it's not worth the crowds, man. It's even when I was like at the height of my clubbing days, I've never had a really good. That's not true. I've never had a really good New Year's out like at the clubs and stuff. It's just too many people. It just sucks generally.
But you have the most exciting New Year's plans out of all of us.
Yeah, I'm going to TJ. Tonight.
He's going to Tijuana,
guys.
We're going
to go to a casino, and then we are
not the
going,
strip club?
Probably not. I'm going to try to steer the horse that way, but I doubt it. I didn't mean Sam by the horse. I just meant, like, everybody. Fireworks are legal in TJ, so you can just fucking go ape shit with the biggest fucking shit you got, and everybody's doing that. The downside is people shoot guns up in the air, too, and people die every year.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Welcome to Mexico.
I'll make sure to say my goodbyes.
The only problem with Mexico is it's full of Mexicans.
Oh, gosh.
Everything else is awesome. I'm Mexican, by the way, for some listeners.
All right. Well, before we get into the episode here, we wanted to... Well, first we'll give you an update on what's going on. We aren't doing video this week. We had a little test run last week. It went fairly well. Obviously, a lot of problems. We figured out what we need. We're in the middle of building a streaming PC. We're still waiting on a few parts for that. We also got to get it hardwired down here because we were doing it off of Wi-Fi, and you just can't stream off of Wi-Fi. So hopefully by next week, we'll have all those problems rectified and... You know, the studio is slowly coming together.
So, Bobby, I need to buy a wireless adapter for my computer then, right? Because my computer's not going to be hardwired upstairs now.
If you correct. Move it, yeah, if he moves the modem down here and the router down here, then yeah.
And how's my gaming experience going to be with that?
Your gaming experience should be all right. Yeah, I mean, you get a good Wi-Fi adapter, it should be okay.
And also as well, might I mention, guys, if you're interested in seeing what our live recording looks like, please drop by our Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/dlgaming.net. The .net is spelled out. And I'm going to put in a petition to change our Twitch name. It's really long and extensive.
Can you change a Twitch name?
You can once for
really?
Free.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we should do that.
But so far, it's going to be that.
Not Bobby's stream.
And if you have any suggestions, by all means, please reach out to us. feel free to private message us or put it anywhere in our Discord. We will be very attentive to any criticism.
Input.
Speaking of PMs, somebody hit me up. He's like, dude, you guys, I started from the beginning. A lot of people, when they find the podcast, start from the beginning.
Which is a big mistake.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, my goodness. Why would you?
We were terrible. But anyway, somebody messaged me. I forget who it was, but he's like, dude, where is this Chad Got a Kill video? Where's the Emilio Got Drunk video? You guys talk about it so much. Why isn't it on your YouTube channel? Oh, you're going to have to go to Bobby's.
I can put it on our YouTube channel.
And he goes, you guys have two? That's terrible business, dude.
My YouTube channel, Robert Digital Games, like, there's nothing really on that. I haven't put anything on there in years. Like, it's got a few things.
It's the same like ours. It's just cobwebs.
Yeah.
But you have better content on yours than we have on ours.
Yeah. But yeah, we should unify all of that. We got some great stuff. Maybe just a DL Gaming highlight reel.
Well, we're going to be putting our podcast on YouTube, right?
Sure. I mean, I guess, yeah, why not?
Okay. I thought that was a given. But Bobby hates how he looks, I think. Even though everybody says he looks like Hugh Jackman.
He does. Ladies believe.
You know, someone when I was streaming today, they're like, okay, now I see where the Wolverine stuff comes from.
Oh, yeah, the chops.
Yeah. I heard that his movie is not doing too well, that Barnum and Bailey one.
I was sold on the trailer. I really like
it. I didn't even know Hugh Jackman was in another movie.
Yeah. He's trying to
I think the trailer is awesome. The greatest man, the greatest
show on earth.
Hard to trump Logan, too, though.
Yeah.
Well, Logan's so good.
I mean, he said that's the last Wolverine movie he's doing, so I think he's trying to like show that he can do something else. Yeah. But anyway, enough about movies. Let's recap 2017. Just a few things that have happened this year with the DL Gaming crew.
What an amazing year, too, might I add.
Some people
have said... Ups and downs.
Oh, yeah. People have said, who is this he who should not be named? Because... I guess we'd say his name so little, but there was a man, and his name was Chad. And he was on our podcast almost since the beginning. And at least he was involved, actually, probably even since episode 2 or 3. And then we brought him on. And then here's another funny thing. People thought that me and him hit each other. We've been friends for like 15, 20 years, and we know how to push each other's buttons. And I guess almost the last episode, I guess we got into it over something. So people really thought that we had a falling out and he left like angry, but that couldn't be further from the truth.
Furthest from the truth.
Yeah.
I'm sure if Chad could still be on DLG, he would still be on DLG.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubts. The reason it is a kind of weird is because his employee couldn't even see any trace of him being involved. So that's why it had to be like cold turkey or whatever. So anyway, here's to Chad.
Cheers to Chad.
So yeah, that's one thing that happened this year. Unfortunately, Chad left us for greener pastures. But we did have a lot of good things that happened. First of all, we moved into Emilio's garage here. We finally got a space where we could set up and potentially do video.
So we totally clutched it before the very end of the year. We put this all together. You guys virtually transformed this garage in a day.
A day, yeah.
And if you've seen any of the pictures that we've posted and or seen our live stream, it's not a bad start. And I'm so excited to the different levels we can take it.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, Patreon, I don't know if we started it this year, but it really blew up this year. Like, so much support has been coming through Patreon.
Yeah, everything in this room has been paid for by you guys. That new computer that was paid for by you guys. And thank you so much for all the contributions. We pretty much almost bottomed out our money now. So if we need anything more, I'm going to have to start paying it for myself. Yeah. And then... hopefully you guys will keep being nice and that I get my money back. But if not, you know, it's, I'm very lucky in that my hobby pays for itself.
Yeah.
Not the gaming part of it, but the podcasting part of it.
And we're happy to reinvest every single penny that we earn back into the podcast, improving it, because we understand where we're lacking and we're always open to feedback and we love our community. And I can't even begin to express the gratitude that I have for everyone that even just for listening, anyone that you know, promotes our podcast, anyone that is just normal, like, you know, someone that made face. We had so many people actually come out and meet us this year. I mean, this was my first official full year with DLG. I've been with you guys a year and a half, I would say, officially. And I am so happy to have made so many new friends, long distance and in person. What an amazing year just to meet new people and like-minded people and great individuals.
I want to say 4 or 5 people I've met live. Yeah, now from the podcast this year. And before it was like 0. So things are changing.
And I would love to build that. So if you're interested in coming to one of the most amazing cities in America and spending time with us, we can make it happen. Just let us know.
Yep. New store. Yeah. So the store is kind of weird. If you get a free t-shirt from us, you'll get a link from me directly through Patreon. But if you want to buy one, you could just go to tpublic.com.
Well, you go through our website. You go to dlgaming.net, click on the icon for the store and the merchandise, and that'll take you to our tpublic page. And you can get our logos, our designs on just about anything.
You get
which
stickers.
Is really neat. We're right now we're using our coffee DL mugs. Gaming,
yeah, coffee mugs.
Right now.
They came out really good.
There's no coffee in it. It's all whiskey.
Yeah.
But, and you can have yours too.
We have sponsors, G.
Oh, really? We do?
No.
Okay. And if we did, I'm sure they're all alcoholics too.
Speaking of sponsors, we like low level sponsors. Like, we're not going to get a huge giant one like, you know, I Buy Power or something. But things like Bloody Keyboards, we had a really nice back and forth with them. If you guys can PM me with some suggestions on other like mid to low tier companies that we could partner with for a short time, as opposed to being like sponsored by them, we would love to do something. We need chairs. So if you guys know a chair company we can talk to, so stuff like that. I would love, I'm not in the know for the hardware, so, but I'm the email guy. So that's a bet. You guys let me know what you want.
I would say Emilio is public relations.
Yeah.
If we had official job titles,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You would be public relations and the comedian.
Bobby is a
robot. Also the tech guy.
We used to, no one pays attention to the Steam group anymore, but when we first started, I put our positions up on the Steam group, and for a while there, Chad was craft services.
Yeah. I was like head of dick joke.
I think you made me spiritual advisor.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Right. Yeah. But now, what is your
Let
title?
Let chi work on your chi.
Ooh, I like that.
That's so bad.
Chi squared. What is your title now, chi?
I'm not sure.
Foot massage person?
What? I'm not touching anyone's
Gross.
Feet.
Well, it's been a good year.
Except for my own. We all know I used to touch my feet all the time.
My buttocks.
Yeah. Like your butthole will touch my feet.
Yeah.
And or I'm pretty
really
sure I picked
that.
Off like an entire toenail during a podcast recording once. It's because it died and it was like ready to fall off.
They don't die.
I'm sorry. All right. TMI.
Ugh. All right, so it's been an exciting year with us, but hopefully 2018, I think we're going to make some big strides as well. So can't wait to see what that brings.
Talk about some games?
Yep. Let's talk about some games. So what's everyone? We're going to do our game of the year, and we have several other award categories we're going to go through. But before we do that, what games have you guys been playing this week?
Go ahead.
For this week, I'm actually impressed with myself because if anyone has me on their friends list, knows that I've been such a dirty little casual. But I turned it around this week, and I managed to play quite a few multiplayer games and continue to play The Fractured Butthole. I got to play with Bobby, actually. I got to play HOTS with Bobby. I've been watching him stream a lot of HOTS. And as much as I wish he was playing Dota 2, I said, hey, you know what? Just watching you play makes me want to play, so do you mind playing with a noob like me? So played HOTS. Pretty sure I sucked really bad at it. I can't tell. Like, HOTS is one of those MOBAs where you can't tell if you're bad, because compared to Dota 2, someone will let you know right away. Yeah. With HOTS, Not so much.
Well, I think we were playing
so Bobby,
in a group.
You can better explain maybe our experience together with Heroes of the Storm.
Well, I of course have been playing a lot of Heroes of the Storm this week, and yeah, Chi jumped on for a little bit, and you know, I think I told you right up front, you know, we're going to queue with people with higher MMR than what you're used to. And you were like, your account is level 3, so the system doesn't know what to do with you, like, yeah, at all. They don't know if you're good, you're bad. They're trying to figure that out. So when we played these games, we were playing against people who have closer MMR to me, and yeah, they were tough games. But
they queued me like I was a Smurfette or something. But regardless,
Bobby didn't explain how you did. He explained the situation to I don't think it went really well.
Well, I mean, you did as well as I expected you to do, because it's the same thing I was saying about Mini Del Macho last week. You know, he has mechanical abilities down, but if you don't know that, you just have to know the game. There's so much to know. Like, you don't know when to push in, when to pull back, when to use this ability, and when the enemy's going to use that ability and what's going to happen. It's like when I play League of Legends. Like, I got a buddy of mine who I play League of Legends with. He carries me in League, and he tries to explain everything, and he gets frustrated with me because I don't know this or that. And then he plays HOTS with me, and it's role reversal. Right. I'm frustrated with him because he doesn't know this or that. So yeah, it's just, there's so much to know about that game, and that only comes with spending lots and lots of time with it.
Exactly.
He's very generous with
and one more thing too, and clips. I do like playing with Bobby a lot because he is a good teacher in all regards. And when it comes to other MOBAs that I've played, the teachers I've had are, of course, people, my core friends that I play with. But even when I'm playing games with randoms, them being volatile is a lesson of its own. Because and I appreciate that. I appreciate criticism, whether it's harsh or whether it's appropriate.
Are you saying that you need Bobby to yell at you next time?
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Bobby doesn't yell, though. But I usually love ragers because people raging means something's not, I'm doing something wrong, and you have to let me know what I'm doing wrong in order for me to correct it. Because I would rather do something wrong and fix it rather than do something wrong and have somebody just go, meh, you know, just let her do her thing.
Well, when Bobby's upset, it's very subtle, but there's like a change in the air, and it's way worse than being yelled at. Way worse.
Well, I've been streaming so much. You can watch all of these antics on my Twitch channel, Robert_Digital. But it's great to have people watching me stream, because when things like this happen, because I've been playing a lot and I've been playing with a lot of people who are not very good at the game and who are new to the game. And well, no, not even that. I've been playing with a lot of people who've been playing a lot. They just aren't very good too. You know, they're like silver or gold. They're far below me. So, you know, I do try to coach them and be positive and not like yell at them, but it's frustrating. And you know, I'll call something out. Like I've said before, I can predict the future here. I'll be like, there's three guys rotating bottom lane. You got to pull back. They're coming to come get you. Next thing I know, I'm hearing ding ding, which is the sound when your teammates die. And then, you know, when something like that happens, I can just turn to my webcam and just be like, you know, give them like the office gym.
Well, let me ask you this: what type of player compliments you best in a MOBA environment?
Skilled.
I'll tell you what compliments me best, but what would you say is your best compliment?
I mean, not even in regard to a lot of the people that I play with, like my friends, but just in general, when I queue up into a game, I always hope I have very aggressive teammates, because that shows confidence, and I like that play style, and I feel confident in my abilities to be able to outplay. And I'm sure you got your answer, but this will kind of tie into something else I want to bring up that happened later this week as well. So what kind of teammates do you like playing with, Chi?
Oh, me? Well, first off, bless you, Emilio.
Thank you.
Secondly, the teammate I like to play is, as I said earlier, I love the aggro teammates, the ones that just get hyper-competitive. That's a really good way to explain it. And when they're hyper-competitive, it means they are knowledgeable enough of the game to be competitive, because when you're new into something, it's hard to be competitive if you're still learning the ropes. But when you are hyper-competitive and emotionally involved, that means you are committed to win. And that's the type of teammate that I desire. Somebody who is all about winning, doesn't care about making new friends, only cares about winning the game. That's who I like to play with. And across all platforms, multiplayer platforms, Counter-Strike, MOBAs, even Left 4 Dead, even though that's, you know, a safe house to safe house, it's still optimizing the playthrough of the map in order to win.
Yeah.
When was the last time you've had that situation, G? When was the last time you played with hyper-competitive people, you think? PUBG, maybe? No, but we don't have anybody hyper-competitive.
And in PUBG, it's a lot more lax. There's too many variables.
It just I don't know PUBG, but it feels like there's not as much on the line. It's like TF2. It's like, you win or lose, whatever. So I don't know if it's like that with PUBG or not.
It doesn't matter until you're a top 10, and then it starts to really matter, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Then things get
serious. So the last time I was hyper-competitive was Counter-Strike. And I haven't played Counter-Strike in probably about a year, so...
Well, it's not even hyper-competitive, but I feel like there's some people that play games that have a, you know, like a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. It's like, I play HOTS, I want to get better at this game. I don't want to keep doing the same thing and expect to win games. Like, if you're like a Gold 5 player and you just play all your games the exact same and just wonder, you know, get annoyed with your teammates, like, nothing's going to change. You have to change your play. So I like playing with people who have that growth mindset. But I had, and like I said earlier, aggressive players, because that usually shows confidence in that they know their characters. But I had a crazy experience this week. This is so fun. It was all on stream, too. A couple people were able to see it. So I'm streaming. I'm playing some Heroes of the Storm. It's not going well. I'm playing Quick Match on my main account. And I keep getting grouped with people who just... on my team are getting very upset and arguing with each other, and I don't care. Like, I'm not even reading the chat, whatever. I load into one game and I'm playing, and then I say, and then I notice some guy on the other team. I'm like, hey, that's a support player for the Heroes Hearth team. That's cool. Never played against that guy. And then next thing I know, there's another player from Heroes Hearth, this guy McIntyre, who I follow. It's the only...
What's Heroes Hearth?
Heroes Hearth is a esports team, a Heroes of the Storm esports team. Yeah. So I see McIntyre on the other team, who is the only person that I subscribe to on Twitch. Love his channel. He plays for Heroes Hearth. Fantastic.
The only Heroes of the Storm person you subscribe to?
The only person, period, I subscribe to.
You talk about another guy all the time, though, that you watch. He has a short name that plays HOTS.
Chu?
Yeah, Chu.
Yeah, Chu's good, too.
But you don't subscribe.
He lives in Korea, so he streams at weird times now.
Oh, I guess.
But McIntyre's great. So I see him on the team, and I get excited. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. All right, I got to play good this match. And I play a fantastic game. We lose. I mean, these guys are really good. We end up losing, but I played really well. I was very impressed with my performance. Even had a few 1v1s, duels with him. Like, it was a good time. So after the game, I'm like, you know, I got to show some respect. I whisper him. I say, hey, good game, man. You know, big fan, all that. And then... he must have checked my profile, because like 20 seconds later, I get an invite to his group. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, that's so neat.
Yeah, so I was excited. Of course, I accept. And then I'm like, all right, I can't look bad here. So I pick a tank. I pick a character I'm really comfortable on. We queue up, and we play two games together. And it was such a fun experience. Of course, we totally smash both games. But these guys... they're just on another level. They're so good that they play so aggressively, and they just disregard everything else in the game, like the objectives, and they just like push it forward. And I've been on the receiving end of this type of gameplay, and I've experienced this before.
Is this because their team fights are so good?
Yeah, because they are so good that they can
just bully.
Yeah, exactly. They say, we're going to take this fort, and if you want to do something about it, come over here and try and stop us, and we will outplay you. And that's how they played the entire game, just both games. And... so I'm like concentrating, trying to focus. Yeah, Cricket, he was there watching this happen, and you know, trying to look good in front of these guys. And we ended up doing really well, and they were such fun games. But it was a great experience. It's
cool, man.
It's fun when you're winning, right, Bobby?
Yeah, winning's fun. Winning's
great. Friends on
Did you get on the official?
What? I didn't want to ruin it. Come on, Al.
Oh no!
You ruined it.
You gotta go for it. It's just like pursuing. It's just like pursuing that girl you like. You have to put yourself out there and expose yourself and prepare yourself for either the great thing or the rejection. But either way, you should at least try.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just happy I didn't embarrass myself. And I had a few good plays, too. You know, like, I did pretty well. So.
Bobby's very good under pressure.
Yeah, I was in the zone that day. I was playing so well. Even the game that I lost while I was playing against them, I was just doing so well that game.
You still on the Soylent kick?
Oh, yeah. Still doing Soylent.
How
still
many a day are you drinking?
I usually do about three and then one normal meal.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
This is a life thing, you think?
Yeah, for a while now. We'll see how it goes. I mean, it's cheaper and I'm eating more regularly. I'm not missing meals or anything like that.
I feel like so much of your energy goes to digestion, but it doesn't when you're having Soylent. So you have that extra energy. You know what I mean? Because you're not digesting all day and like, oh, I got to sit down because I just had this burrito.
Yeah, yeah. You're not processing meals. Yeah. Yeah, it's like I said, those little things like bad breath, things stuck in your teeth. Like you don't deal with a lot of that stuff anymore. But yeah, that and I got one more little story I want to share.
The uses of eating solid foods.
Yeah,
my goodness.
We've transcended such things.
Possibly the only anti-Soylent person in this room. I'm not even anti-Soylent, but I couldn't care less because it only just reminds, I know it's great. But let's not get into it, please.
Okay.
Because I like, I will never get into Soylent. I will never get into Soylent.
Yeah. Okay. So one other cool thing that happened this week, I got my first donation as a Twitch
subscriber. Yeah. It wasn't me. I've never donated to you.
Nope,
that's weird.
Nope. Yeah. So I'm kind of a big deal now.
I normally love donating on Twitch. I really do. I actually did this week too.
My page is not set up to really promote the whole donation thing. Like it's in small print under the support section. Or if you click on support, then it'll take you to the donation page as well. So I don't really push it. And it doesn't even go to me. It goes to our PayPal account, the DL Gaming PayPal account.
Oh, really?
So I don't even see it.
Thanks for that, Bobby.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
awesome.
You know, support the podcast. It's all for that.
Well, how do you feel now that you have your very first? It's like a rite of passage, like you said.
That,
you got your first Twitch donation. That's amazing.
Yeah, that and on top of like just getting the... When you finish streaming with Streamlabs, they email you and say, like, you streamed for, like, 5 hours. Your average viewer was this. And for the first time, my average viewers were, like, 5, you know. And for me, that's a lot. So I was like, oh, cool.
We'll get you up there.
I was excited. And I'm so depressed because I'm going to be going back to work and I just won't be able to stream as much. I'm going to do it every opportunity I get.
Or you could quit your job.
Oh, yeah, full-time stream.
The dreams, right? Well, yeah. No, that's super exciting. Did you know that my first Twitch donation, I actually cried?
So did Bobby.
Cried.
Inside.
Oh, inside. Yeah, sure. Bobby cries. But no,
robots
I cried
cry
because it
tears.
Was such a moving moment. I was a diehard Twitch viewer. And before Twitch TV was Twitch TV, I was on Justin TV. And it was the first time I had the time to actually stream on Twitch. And when I got my first donation, it was completely unexpected. It caught me off guard. I cried because I didn't think I deserve it. And honestly, I feel like any money that gets thrown at me, I'm like, hey, what did I do? You know, like, what did I do? But, you know, it's such a great feeling knowing that somebody is willing to pay money out of their pockets, our Patreons and everything else to help support our hobbies. And that's virtually it. It's like, oh my gosh, the first time I'm not getting yelled at for playing video games.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm, you know, people support this element of my personality and like my interests. So it's great. It's great.
Inspiring.
Yes,
a
absolutely.
Great YouTube rabbit hole you might want to go down is top Twitch donations of all time, and watching people receive these fucking $100,000, $10,000, $30,000.
It's amazing.
I wish someone would donate that much to me just so I could like totally downplay it. Just be like, oh, cool, thanks for the donation. Appreciate the support.
I don't care how much you donate. Robots don't smile, bitch.
Well, what's the next game that was played this week?
Yeah, Amelia, you're playing something fun.
Yeah, so Incidus. By the way, thank you to him. He came over, and that's another guy I met. He came over and hooked up our fucking internet. It's super fast, but now we have to switch it to a different room for the podcast. So thank you in advance for him to come in. He's going to come over Monday. Hopefully we're hardwired by next week. He also bought me a game because this motherfucker has a knack for getting super rare shit on CrowdStrike. I would say like every 2 weeks he gets over $100 item. So he just sold this.
Oh, like a knife?
He just sold a $350 knife.
Hell yeah.
So he has all this Steam credit. And sad to say, he wanted to get like a Vive. It doesn't work. You can't buy hardware with Steam wallet money.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can't.
Yeah. You have to go out to PayPal, Bobby? Is that what it was? Or some other?
PayPal or a credit card. Yeah. But yeah, you can't use Steam credit for
that. Which fucking sucks. And so I guess he went on a spree, spending spree and bought me a super, I don't think this is bad to say, a super gay game. It's about a guy coming out, and it's called Coming Out on Top. It's a, what do you call these, like, not text adventure, but
visual novel.
And, like, there was a, the other one that I played, the one with the pets, the guys turning into, the pets turning into, like, studly guys. You guys remember that one? It was almost
I don't recall us ever discussing this one.
The one, okay. Yeah,
there was, somebody was find that for me, please. It's like, oh, it's a girl, and she's interacting with pets, and they're turning into super hot guys.
Isn't that an anime? Pretty sure it's an anime.
No.
Aren't they all anime?
Basically. Cat.
Pets isn't really the right word. Anyway, you know, somebody bought me that. We have this thing. I threw this out there. If you buy me at least a $5 game, I will play it and I will review it. So this was a $20 game. There it is. Animal Lover 2.
A $20 visual novel? What was worth the 20 bucks with this game?
Wait, so first of all, Animal Lover, I actually liked. The writing was clever and cute. And
Didn't like, the developer contact you about
that? Yeah, he did, and I forgot to like get back to him. I feel bad about that, actually. But it wasn't for because I didn't want to. It's just like sometimes I don't return emails. I'm a dickhead.
Head of public relations, guys.
The very first scene, you come out to your friends and go to a gay bar. And I'm like, I'm just going to play this as if I was playing any other video. I'm going to try to get as many points as possible.
That sounds like me on a Wednesday night anyways. I love to go out in Hillcrest because of some of the best dancing in town, hands down.
Yeah. And as a woman, I'm sure it's good that like you're not, there's not tons of dudes hitting on you or bothering you. You can kind of like have fun, right?
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
I love dancing.
We went to a gay bar together.
We did. Yeah. We spent a lot of money at that gay bar.
Yeah, Sam.
But I had a hell of a good time.
So what the fuck was I saying? Oh, anyway, the writing's not very good. I have no reason to keep playing except for I want to see how many dicks my character can suck.
Do you actually suck dicks in that game?
Coming out on top, you suck dicks? This is the only game that had an 18-year-old disclaimer at the beginning of it. So I think it's
like
NC-17
type of.
No, like, if you're not 18, stop playing this right now. And then within 20 minutes, I was like jerking off. My character was jerking off. But that was like, it was pretty mild. Hmm. There was no nudity. But yeah, I'm gonna see if I can get laid at least. And then I want to do another experiment. I want to see if you can return a gift. Can you refund a gift? Do you guys know?
You can decline a gift. I don't know if
you can
return.
But you can't necessarily refund it, I don't think.
Well, if I can't suck a dick in 2 hours, I'm going to try to refund this and I'll let you guys know how this goes.
All right. Well, the other game that I got to play, I didn't get to play with Emilio, but I did get to play with a lot of the podcast regulars.
You guys were in PUBG 1. We were in PUBG 2.
Yeah, so there were
two. You guys were winning.
There were two PUBG channels going on in Discord, and it was virtually my first revisit into PUBG since last week, and it was a spectacular streak of games. I played three games with the names that I recall, Admiral Beef, Mr. F and Sweet, and the fourth, I am so sorry, I cannot recall. But we played three games. We won two chicken dinners in a row. Sorry, Incidus was the fourth game. So this was a superstar team, everyone but Danielson, basically. So we won.
He doesn't play on our server, but
we played three games of PUBG 1.0, and the vaulting is awesome. My favorite move with the vaulting is an aggressive vault move. This one match, I busted through the window and shot up somebody who didn't think I was going to pursue him so aggressively, but I got him. And so we played three games, got two chicken dinners, and got second place on the third game. So if you want some chicken dinners, you know who to call. So I'm not saying I'm amazing. I'm not saying I get 15 kills per game. But, I mean, there's a, what's the word, constant.
You're consistent.
Yeah, no, there's a constant variable here. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You,
and I think it's me.
You delivered my first chicken dinner, Chi.
Did I really?
Yeah. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Friday.
The entire team killed zero people until the last. You killed the last two guys.
I killed the last two people, and I made sure you get your first good old chicken.
Chicken.
Wiener.
Well, since New Year's is
coming. You know why, right? Because China number one.
Oh, yeah. China number one. So what'd you think of the Mexico map?
I like it. Yeah. It's impossible to drive around in, but otherwise it's pretty spot on.
There are very pointy mountains throughout that whole thing.
Impossible to drive in.
You kind of have to use the road.
It's a lot of fun to maneuver.
Yeah. And you, so I heard a lot of complaints about this map. I would say the first map is better, but it's nice to play something new. I think the Spanish name stuff and all the Spanish writing is kind of funny, and I get to translate for people. But it's really so in the other map. There's a lot of like little huts and houses in between the major areas. Mm-hmm. Here, it's just fucking desert. There's nothing. Like your chances, it's just fucking. So people pop out a lot against the whitewashed background. There's that going on. So there's almost
but there's
like
a lot of hills. A lot of mini hills. Yeah. So you have to use height more of a, you know,
as a tool.
Yeah.
Because the trees used to get in the way. If you got elevated in the other map, the trees block your view, so the elevation doesn't really help you, except for like one mountain. Yeah. But this one, there's no trees anywhere. So you get elevated, it definitely helps you out. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's like a little mini game before an additional thing. You almost need a vehicle in this game. Like I feel in the other ones, at least that was my experience with playing solo. Like just there's so much running and so much. I die to the blue more. Maybe because I'm unfamiliar with
the Mexican map.
In the Mexican map. I feel like dying to the blue is happening a lot more. But I guess maybe it's just my unfamiliarity with the map.
I also think it might just be a chance occurrence of. I mean, the circle itself is completely
unpredictable.
Did they
change something with the blue in the 1.0 update?
They made it hit harder.
Oh, it does more damage.
Yeah.
It does a lot more damage. It's a lot more unforgiving.
I did have a good. I was playing with Slapnuts and a few other people, and we were all running towards some gunfire to go kill those motherfuckers, because they're always bad guys, right? They're just like you, but they're bad guys, and nobody likes them. And I go DC during the game, and so
it's nice. You can reconnect.
Can reconnect now. It's
awesome.
That
is amazing. Way to go, PUBG.
But even better, my character kept running, even though he was a ghost, past the enemies. My team got decimated. Then I come back in behind the team and just fucking wipe them all out. But I went in like stealth mode, basically, because I guess they couldn't see me because I was DC. But my character was moving. So anyway, I phased in behind them and killed them right after they killed my teammates. It was
PUBG
a victory for me.
PUBG 1.0 is great, guys.
It's fantastic.
If it's been a while since you revisited PUBG. 1.0 is a great reason.
Nobody plays more than Daniel's in, and he said to me, I met him in real life.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we met Daniel's in an Incidus just this last week.
Yeah.
After our last recording, we went out and we got to meet them at CoinUp, which is our arcade downtown arcade bar. And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Ask Admiral Beef how I did on fucking DDR. I died. I couldn't breathe.
Well, you put it on fucking super hard.
Well, I didn't mean to play that particular song you chose. If I had played on expert on a song I was familiar with, I think I would have had it. But the song I think you picked, it was way too much for me. I couldn't even stand straight. I was holding onto the bar. And I was still trying, though. I was still trying. I never give up.
I thought that I beat you straight up. I thought we were both on beginner. So I was like, this bitch ain't got shit.
I had to, like, retie my laces before I got on the freaking
So anyway,
DDR
Daniel
pod.
Said it's a whole new game. So if you were waiting for this game to be released or official or work, now's the time, definitely.
So there was a news article saying that there were 3 million concurrent players playing the game.
I believe so. And that's a record for Steam. Yeah. Any game ever.
I completely believe it. PUBG has swept the nation.
It was already a hugely popular game, and then on top of that, all these updates and like it, everybody, 1.0 was well received. Like it was all really good stuff. So
I kind of feel like they were keeping it from us, though. I feel like they were saving everything that they could have improved during early access for 1.0.
If there is a problem, it's you're getting servers too full. You have to wait. That's happened to me 2-3 times now. So that's the one that
I mean, when you're competing against 3 million other players, believable
1.5 million cheaters were banned as well. That's another great thing about this.
Wow. Yeah. 50% of the players are
not
dirty
the
cheaters.
Players, but overall, concurrent. Yeah. I think they have 30 million players or something, or copies sold. I don't know. What was the other thing?
You know,
I was
I've never cheated in video games ever.
I don't, not an online one,
except for The Sims, because you could get to type in things on console command.
But were you playing online?
No, not online. Oh, no. Yeah. I mean the console command cheats.
Because you're not a terrible person.
For Sims doesn't really count. But Chad, he who must not be named, would say something. He's like, good, fuck cheaters. I hate cheaters. They should all die. Mm-hmm. I mean, 1.5 million people dying just because they cheat on a video game. I understand why people want to hack. I understand why there are cheaters out there, because, you know, people who are very competitive and can't stand the idea of not having some leverage, some upper hand, you know, it's almost like a mental disability. No, I'm just kidding.
But Bobby, the best thing, dude, one of the best things for me, besides, the graphics are better, the sound is better, everything's better. But one of the standout things is that kill cam. I can't get enough of it. I love seeing how I died. And
I'm impartial about the kill cam. I
feel like kill cams can be important because you learn a lot from those. You see exactly what you did wrong.
It's not like a Counter-Strike kill cam, though, where it's less like, here's a shot. It's like 5 seconds before you were killed. So you can see him going up the mountain, see how he heard you, what you were doing, and then, because you can hear what he heard. And then you also learn how clueless some people are. I was like, how did he not hear me? That doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. But anyway, fucking fantastic.
You know what I hear every single time and what I complain about every single time I play PUBG? Mm. When I hear somebody slapping their raw feet on the ground.
Yeah.
I hate slappy feet. Everybody should have their boots on
all the
time. A lot of
people don't have their boots on, though.
It's disgusting. I hope you step in a scorpion.
I think that's a PUBG myth. There's a myth.
The
noise
of feet slapping the ground is disgusting.
Apparently it's supposed to make less noise than having boots on, but who knows?
No, it doesn't make less noise. It just
slappy
makes
feet.
Slappy noise.
It's a great movie, Slappy Feet.
Slappy Feet.
All right, so I guess that's all we've been playing there. Let's talk about our awards.
Yeah. So I know you guys were all... I know that the entire listenership hasn't bought one game this year, and they've been waiting for our award show to know for a fact what a guilty pleasure is, a rage quit install is. So we'll see.
So this is what we have, guys. So officially for the DLG 2017 awards, we are excited to share each of our own preferences and to hand out eight different trophies, because we created our own award categories, such as what Steam does. And they're a lot of fun, and I'm excited. I can honestly play the guessing game in my brain and already know the answers for a lot of what Bobby and or Emilio might think is their award-winning game.
Let's do that.
When
we get to the game of the year, let's guess each other's, and then we'll just... The game of the year will
so
have...
so easy. Okay. You already know. But let's move on. We have positive and negative categories. Positive meaning good awards, and then negative meaning basically shite awards. So, but starting with a positive, what is your hardware award of the year? Favorite piece of hardware for the year.
And that could include anything that we bought that is a video game, like Soylent. This is brought to you by Soylent. No, I'm kidding.
It's not
fuck
hardware.
You, man.
For me, it's the my Acer Predator. That ultra wide, you can go back to that episode. Chad had recently gone ultra wide as well. It's a $1,000 monitor, but goddamn, it's the biggest upgrade I ever remember making. More than graphic cards. Well, SSDs are pretty amazing as well. But yeah, I mean, it's gorgeous. It's curved screen. It's like one step below VR, just because like you sit so close to this giant screen, your periphery is also used up as well. It's fantastic. I can't say them enough about it. Runner up is the Chaos Spectrum. No, what's the G502? I bought it only because my G900 broke, and which is like three times the price.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the cheaper one way better.
Oh, you gotta like that.
Yeah,
I love it when the better budget item super exceeds the higher cost.
And it's the same company, which is interesting.
Huh.
Having the what do you call it? The going through the refund process with Logitech was rough. I actually never even sent the unit back. I'm like terrible. It's like a $120 value. With Logitech, I could have. Oh, they'll only send you a new one anyway. So I'd have to like, I could give it away or whatever. But anyway.
Yeah.
You guys?
Bobby, I'd love to hear yours. Or hardware. Do you need some time thinking about it? Because I already know mine.
I don't know which one is my favorite, but I've had a lot of good hardware this year. The whole Google Home thing that I started
the
doing.
Nest
so
thing.
I was right, Bobby. I was right on the Nest. I was right on the Google Home. And I was right on the Roomba. Wait. By the way, because I pushed all of those on you hard. And you're like, I don't know. I don't know. And now you're fucking the smart home dude.
But the Roomba, I don't recall. The Nest, you were a naysayer of the Nest. What are you talking about? You didn't... The Nest?
Oh, maybe not.
Yeah.
The Roomba, I pushed hard.
Look at Amelia, like, just trying to steal credit where it's not due.
I'd be perfect in here for you.
Well, I was too cheap to buy a Roomba. I'm borrowing my girlfriend's.
Yeah, they're expensive.
But, yeah, they are expensive. But the Google Home I just ended up using a lot more than I thought I would. So, yeah, I'm real happy with that. I'll go with that one.
I just bought one today. Robot. Vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
On Amazon, it's $250 and it has 5 stars and there's like 3,000 reviews. So I'm like, all right, I gotta get this. Because usually it's
especially with your new pet dog, I would recommend it.
And this giant
the one I
house.
Have, I think, is an older model, but I used it the other day and it was great, the Roomba. So I'll probably just stick with that one for a while.
So which one more particularly were you most impressed with? For this year, hardware-wise,
I'm going to go with the Google Home just because I didn't really expect much from it.
Does it make your life just that much easier?
It does. You know, I ask it a question.
Will it teleport a Soylent into your hand?
I mean, sort of. I tell to order stuff, Bobby?
I feel like if Bobby had Jedi powers, that's what he would do. Just open the fridge and maneuver... telepathically maneuver a Rockstar and or a Soylent into his hand or
they
like double
Soylent
fist.
Rockstars?
He would be dual wielding.
They have
Jedi
they have
with Soylent in one hand and Rockstar in the other. I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't know where to begin.
That's usually what I have when I'm streaming. It's like I don't want to get up, even though I have to get up to pee like every 15 minutes. Because to my right, I have a jug of water, I have a Rockstar, and I have a Soylent. Just all liquid. That's what robots drink.
Yep.
So you don't actually piss and shit. You just piss twice through both holes. That's what you're telling me.
Teachers never go to the bathroom.
I just need a toilet or a urinal.
I'm saying pissing twice is mean since you don't eat solids, you don't really shit. You basically just piss through your ass.
Ugh.
I'm sorry.
You would think that if you drink Soylent all day, which I've done.
You don't have to answer that, Bobby. That was just the image.
Somehow solid stuff still comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
Yeah, it's confusing. Like, how the fuck?
It's the minerals. Who knows?
Bobby, another thing. So when I was talking about the tile, were you interested at all? Like, are you somebody that loses your keys?
No, but I would love
to get
that for my girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
I would put that shit on my hairbrush.
All the time.
There you go.
I lose my hair. I actually still cannot find my hairbrush, and I live in a studio. One fucking room, and I still can't find my hairbrush.
So you can tell your iHome Mini, the Google Mini, because you either need your keys to find your phone or your phone to find your keys.
Mm-hmm.
But you could also tell your Google Home to ring my phone or ring my tile or my keys. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
As for me, my hardware item of the year is my brand new webcam. I upgraded from a Logitech, I think it's a 520, to the Logitech C922, which is the Stream webcam, instantly just from plugging it in. A world of a difference. And overall quality and
you took new pictures, right?
Color, yeah, and the color contrast and everything else. I actually look human versus alien with the new webcam. And
I wouldn't go that far.
Well,
I'm kidding.
Have you seen your eyes? No. Anyways, the thing with my webcam, especially since I became a green screen streamer, before I used to always open up the camera to pick up my background, my backdrop. But now with a green screen, I need better lighting, better camera. And I've been wholeheartedly impressed with the 922. Outside of that, my runner-up, it's something as simple as a pop socket. The circular...
Chicks love these things.
Yes. And not just chicks, but anybody who is... I recommend it for anybody who's not afraid to look like a dirty hipster when using their cell phone.
I only because say that you because put, I haven't seen one guy with it, but every girl has it.
Yes. And kids. It's a pop. Kids have it. A lot of kids have it, too.
Boy or girl, kids.
You can
it's
get,
probably hard for them to hold the phone,
you can
right?
get a pop socket in any different design. You could get it in pure, like straight black, or you could put different designs on it, and you can find it in any variation. I just know it's made my life a million times easier using for my cell phone. And it's reusable.
By the way, I got to give you credit. You're the first person I saw with one.
Yeah, and it's
you've spread it because it went to Sam, and now it's gone to Sam's friends.
And I didn't find it. I saw somebody else using it. I asked them about it, and lo and behold. So it's one of those things where just seeing it on the shelves, you wouldn't think it would be a good purchase.
Yeah.
But when you see it in action, the way originally it was my cousin who sold it to me, not necessarily by selling it to me. I just saw it on her phone. I'm like, what the hell is that? And then she showed me how to use it.
Yeah.
And just by seeing how much it made sense to have that on my phone, I was sold. I had to get it right away.
The back of your phone is one of the largest unused real estate out there because everybody always has their phone. I personally, I put this thing called it's called like a ninja sack or something. It's like this like stretchy material that sticks to the back of your phone, and I put all my credit cards and or money in there. So my phone is my wallet, and I've been doing that for 3 years now. It's the greatest move I've ever made. I used to lose my wallet all the time. I used to use my phone all the time. But now that I always need either my cards or my phone all the time, I never, like, if I take 3 steps away from this thing, I'll know because I need something. So that was my move.
All right. And that sums it up for our best hardware for 2017 award.
How do you do hardware stuff?
Well, all Bobby has to do is open his mouth, and that's it. Yeah, hardware noises. Anyways, so the next award here is the Tell All Your Friends Award. Out of the entire year of 2017, what is the one game that you absolutely had to tell all your friends to buy and play with you?
These games, these award shows are rough for me because everybody knows I have the worst memory ever. I don't remember last week's episode. I have to ask people like to remind me. I've told the same story 9-10 times. A lot of my stuff is going to be things that I played recently. But right now, I know it's like super recent, but Golf It, I feel, is the new Golf It brand. I want everybody to buy it. I want everyone to buy it. It's cheap. It was like $5 the other day. It's way better than Golf With Friends. But I feel like we haven't had like a gaming night, a drunken gaming night in a long time. So that's good. Golf It for me.
I am pretty shocked that you didn't say PUBG because I thought that was going to be an overall consensus when it comes to the Tell All Your Friends Award, because PUBG is the one game that, huge thanks to Twitch all the same, blew up to be the phenomenon that it is.
This is why we
because
kept
it's the one game that you could tell any gamer friend that you have.
So is that yours?
Bless you, Bobby. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Okay. PUBG was the one game where I think somebody who wasn't even playing the game just mentioned it. I looked into it. I bought it. And I'm pretty sure within 48 hours, I convinced 7 people to buy it because it was just the one game where it's like the more friends I have, I will enjoy it. And not only that, the type of gamers that can play this game, anybody at any level, casual.
Overwatch was like that too. Overwatch brought people together as well.
Oh, that's true. But that got old. That's
it did get old.
Old news.
And dude, this I think I know two people that bought computers because of PUBG.
Yeah, absolutely.
Danielson, who by the way hit number one in fucking squads for North America, number one player.
Yeah, apparently
bought a computer. Just to play this because he was at Mr. F and Sweet's house and saw the game.
It's so funny because the night we were out when you were whipping my ass playing beginner's DDR versus my expert DDR, Danielson had a fanboy come up to him and literally cling on to him like a leech.
Really?
Once he found out he was number one in squads.
Damn.
Yeah. It was funny.
Hopefully he got his dick sucked that night. Gee, did you happen to see my Street Fighter prowess?
I played against somebody in Street Fighter. We were all drinking. We were drunk. I remember losing.
I just don't want people to think that I'm making up that I'm good at Street Fighter.
I think you beat me. Or
I beat everybody.
Yeah. Makes sense. Alrighty. So, Bobby, what is your tell all your friends award go to?
It's like, do not have friends.
What does your tell all your friends award
if there was
go
one
to,
game that I think I promoted more than anything this year, like, hey, you got to go out and buy it, a game that came out this year in early access, I'd have to go with Black Wake, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good call. Really, it did. It worked. Yeah. You got us.
I promoted that one heavily. I was really excited about that game. It kind of fizzled out pretty quick. You know, there was so much potential. And, of course, we're going to see remakes of that done by bigger studios. So I'm excited to see those. But
it was worth the experience. The amount of money invested in that and the unique experience that I got out of it, especially,
yeah, it was a good
too.
Time.
It was a good one. I'm glad I was peer pressured in that one.
I remember that episode because Bobby does not get excited very often. So he was like, I had so much fun with this game called Black Wake.
I had so much fun, guys. Oh, my God.
And we were like, what? We were all floored because he liked it so much. And you were right, man. It's fucking super fun.
That was such a fun night of gaming that night where I just stayed up till 3 playing that game. Like, how... that's something that I feel like happened when I was very little, but not so much anymore, where it's just you find something and then it's just so good you can't stop playing it.
Yeah.
You know what I like? I like that we all have different answers.
Yeah.
So for this next award...
We don't play a lot
award,
of the same games, too.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Opposites are attracted into this one great podcast called the DLG Podcast. Anyways, this next award is called The One That Got Away. So this is the game that was released in 2017. You know you want to play, but you did not find the time to play it. And it's just one title, guys. I know my list would probably be 10 titles long, but the one title that got away, the one that got away, what would you say?
For me, it's definitely going to be South Park, The Fractured Butthole. I mean, ooh, that's obviously a game that I want to play. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to pay $50-$60 for it up front. It's on sale for $30 right now on the Steam sale. Still going to wait it out, but that is one that will absolutely get played.
Do you know yours right away, Amelia, or should I express mine?
I have to think about it. Go ahead.
Mine would be Tacoma. I just bought Tacoma probably last night or 2 days ago. Mm. I was a big fan of Soma, a big fan of System Shock, and I know Tacoma is going to be one of those games that I just instantly fall in love with. I have yet to even crack open the seal on that, though. I have it completely installed in my system. Maybe I might even play it tonight, so who knows? Get my little piece in of Tacoma before the end of the year.
Cool. XCOM, probably from XCOM 2.
XCOM 2. Even I played that. Even I played that. Yes, it is this year.
Okay, I played it 2 hours. I need to play that game 100 hours. I don't know why I'm not playing it. It also goes with Shadow of War. Same thing. It's right there. I want to play it. I love that game.
I thought you did play it, though.
I did, but not to the extent that I wanted to.
Oh, but did you even play...
It's almost
XCOM
like I got to first base, but I never got to the one that got away.
The one that got away.
It's the curse of the sequel. Even South
For me,
Park
the 12 that got away.
Why is it a curse, though? Because you've already done that?
You think you want to play it, but then you play it, and you're just like, well, I've already played this.
Hmm.
I don't know. So even South Park, like, I'm excited to play the new one, but yeah, I have a feeling I'm going to get into it, and maybe it's not going to be everything.
And it wasn't reserved.
Bobby, you want to hear something about The Fractured Butthole?
No,
the other night, I stayed up until 6 a.m. playing it. That's how much fun I was having.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow. But you know me. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I either don't play games at all, or I play them up until the sun is, you know, it's fucking dawn. That's my problem.
Did you finish it?
No, I'm very close. Okay. I'm very close. I know that. All right. So this next category, I'm going to have a lot of fun with this one. This award, I would call it part of the negative category. This is the Rage Quit Uninstall Award. What is the one game of 2017 that just made you want to break your controller in half? We've got to have some overlap in games
here. I'm
going
to go with Vanquish. That
what?
Game that I bought, it was fucking dog shit. God
yeah,
damn.
You only bought it was a converted game, wasn't it, from 2009?
Yeah, it's a port. So it was because the game was poor, not because you had difficulty playing it, right?
Right.
I'm talking more about like the frustrating gameplay and or the toxicity of a particular.
See, I didn't get that upset at this game, but one that I stopped playing because I'm like, I'm just not going to be good at this was Cuphead. I was just like, I am not, this isn't my type of game. I'm bad at this game.
Yeah, and I will second that too. Cuphead was extremely frustrating, and I did actually rage quit that game. I haven't picked it up since maybe the fourth stage in, lost all interest because I know how much of a fucking shit show riot fest trying to get through each and every stage was, and how everyone loves to shove it in my face that they completed this level 5 times, AAA'd it, all of that stuff.
So coming from somebody who beat that level 5 times, AAA'd it, I don't get frustrated and I don't rage quit, so I don't have something for this, I guess. Sorry.
There's not one game that you wanted to rage quit? How about like Vermintide with Smoochie?
It was last year. and still, I mean, I kind of like those games. I think they do so well because you do learn what somebody's made of. And what they would be like in a zombie apocalypse. I feel like we'd be fine. Bobby would be like, zombie apocalypse, Bobby's kind of rigging up some sort of trap to like trap them in. And I have like a baseball bat and fight them off. And she's making waffles. Like, or like a birthday cake. And we're like, she's like, morale, guys. I think that's how it would go down.
Oh my gosh. All right, so for this next title, what is your guilty pleasure game of the year? Basically, your guilty pleasure, it's the game that you're playing even though you are kind of ashamed that you're playing.
Yeah.
Or the game that you switch into offline mode and or private mode and turn on and play.
For me, it's Elder Scrolls Legends. Not because it's a bad game and I should be ashamed of it. What I'm ashamed of is how much I play it. Like, I play fucking way... I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
And somehow I make time. The podcast would be better. My life would be better. Like, I play probably... like, if I'm doing... Because I can play on my phone or on my computer. Basically, anytime I have downtime, I'm playing that. Unless I've said, I'm going to go... Now I have free time. If it's planned free time, I will play something productive. But play something... That sounds funny, but yeah, it's true. But if I'm just sitting down or I don't know how much time, it's just so convenient. I've pretty much decided that I'm going to have to delete it because it's just taking up too much time.
Hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. If that's like cold. What's it called when you like just straight up cold quit?
Cold turkey.
Cold turkey.
Yeah.
Right.
Unlike a chicken dinner, which is way better.
I don't know if I have an answer to this one. I mean, I don't feel guilty about any of my pleasures.
How about fucking hot, dude?
That's a weird. No, don't feel guilty.
Not at all.
No, really, out of your 3,000
games, I wish you had a little shame
in your library,
in your game, dude.
You're not ashamed of any one of those titles that you've invested some time in. Out of those 3,000, is it 3,000 or is it 5,000?
Oh, that's like 6,000.
Oh my god,
it's ridiculous. Yeah, that's a bit of a New Year's resolution for me, though. Like, I unsubscribed from, like, Humble Bundle and the mailing list on Indie Gala and Fanatical. I'm not going to buy all those bundle games anymore and craft cards. I'm just tired of it.
Are you ashamed of any VR moments, Bobby?
I could tell already. Like, halfway through this year, Bobby, you stopped buying a lot of games.
Yeah.
Yeah. You used to buy way more games.
I'm just going to buy. If I see something I want, I'm going to buy it. And I think like that's actually going to save me more money in the long run.
It is very lonely to be at the top. You know?
Yeah, that's true. He's sitting on his giant pile of games looking down. It's lonely up there.
I have my giant pile of trash.
Oh, man.
But yeah, there's no game that I can think of that I'm just like I'm embarrassed to enjoy. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, Bobby. Well, for me, my guilty pleasure, and maybe you can concur with me on this one, I would say it's Mass Effect Andromeda. Why? Because it did not meet expectations. There was a lot wrong with it, but at the same time, I still loved it because it's my Mass Effect. And when everyone was playing it during launch, you know, that game was being picked apart until there was virtually nothing left. And I still had a very hard time saying anything bad about it because I love my Mass Effect.
Chad loved it too. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think... much like I say about Star Wars, The Last Jedi, it wasn't a bad movie, but it was a bad Star Wars movie.
Oh, isn't that one a guilty pleasure? No, you didn't have fun with Star Wars at all. But hey, no, let's move on. Let's move on. So that was the Guilty Pleasure Award. And actually, it rolls over to this award pretty smoothly. The I Regret All of It Award. So what is the one game, Bobby, I hope you have an answer for this one, where you regret buying it, you regret installing it, you regret putting any time and attention into it. Do you have one?
I don't know. I'm conflicted. I would give this award to Destiny 2, but I don't absolutely regret everything that I've invested into the game. Yet, I don't know.
Are you not, just not
stay
sure?
Quiet. Yeah. I'm never going to get into this.
I get how Bobby feels. Most Destiny 2 players feel how Bobby feels.
Yeah, if you
right
play
now.
Destiny 2, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like in hindsight, that's basically like your in hindsight award, right? Destiny 2.
Let's move on. I'm having a
okay,
hard
okay.
Time.
All right, Emilio. So what would you say?
Here, this is where I'll put in. Where is it? Vanquish. It was just same old shit. It's just I know it was an old game, but man, the. It's just so fucking cliched out, just trope after trope after trope. And I was just like, I guess if I was 13, I'd never played a game before, this would be amazing. But I when I hit the refund button, it was in disgust. I was like, get off of my computer.
Regurgitate all the bad feelings that the game gave you. I regret all of Escape from Tarkov.
Yeah.
The reason why is because it was a high-dollar game. It was still early access, but it was exceedingly below expectations, so much to the point where it was, what the fuck? It was beyond anything that I thought it was ever going to be, and I would rather be playing any other game but that game. I don't hate it. Definitely did not like it, though.
You know, it's interesting, guys.
That's a good answer. I agree with all of that.
Yeah.
On top of that one, it's the only game we've ever bought for ourselves off the Patreon money, which makes it even worse.
Oh, damn. Don't tell them that.
Well, I bought my own, but you guys...
Your money going to waste.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. So, there you go.
Oh, my
Transparency.
God.
Sometimes it's not.
It's okay. It's okay. In less than 24 hours from the date of this recording, it's a clean slate, guys.
Dude, I wish we could get a refund on that game. Like, that was... Oh, God.
All right. Well, let's think on the positive, guys. We're going to... I'm so excited to hear what you guys have for this. The Best Titties Award out of 2017. Who gave you the best titties?
That was absolutely 100% without question, Hyper Universe.
Oh, yeah. Bounty titties. Good answer.
Good answer.
Yeah.
The character animations make them like breathe heavily and like their tits are just all over the place.
Yeah.
If you don't remember what Hyper Universe is, this is a game that Chad recommended we all play. It is a platform MOBA game, very heavy animated style.
Mm-hmm. Bit of an anime style, yeah.
2D. 2D or 3D?
2D.
2.5D.
2.5. There you go. 2.5D like titties.
They were very happy.
Top heavy.
No, I'm talking about the developers were very cool. And they wanted to talk to us a whole bunch until they heard our review. And
because, you're kidding.
Yeah, because of the titty talk. But hey, we're going to call it like we squeeze them around here.
I think I only had positive things to say about Hyper Universe.
No, really? Good. That's where they drew the line. I mean, they made the game. I mean, come on.
Did they have to make two versions, like two character
I believe
two versions
so,
of like,
so,
a Korean appropriate version of their game?
Yeah.
There was an article about it, and if you can look online at it, you can see the before and after of when they like censored it or cleaned it up, and there's not much of a difference. It was hard to tone down those tits.
For me, it was, it's very obscure, but I played Battle Chasers Night War. There's a character in there, Battle Chasers, an old comic book, and even then, when the comic book came out, there's this character called Monica, Red Monica. She's, I mean, three times the size of fucking like Jessica Rabbit. It's just like ridiculous, and nobody
like
ever
the
really
girl from Roger Rabbit type of ridiculous.
Yeah, but like
that's a good kind of ridiculous, though.
Yeah, but it's three times bigger than her tits. Like they're ridiculous, and nobody in the comic book ever—it just never comes up. It's like a pretty not
like,
a serious comic book.
Like she goes to the country fair, what is it? The county fair, and wins best pumpkin without bringing a pumpkin to the fair.
Yeah, kind of like thing.
Okay.
Yes.
And as for me, speaking of obscure answers, I am honestly not a titties girl. I am an ass lady. So my best ass of the year would be the South Park game, Fractured But Whole. As I had mentioned, I love the game. I will stay up all night playing this game. And the amazing butthole shenanigans that happen in that game is one you should not be missing out on, Bobby. So I definitely will say Best Asshole Award goes to South Park.
Cool.
Butthole, right. Sorry.
All right, so the grand finale.
The grand finale, guys. Here we go. The game of the year. Let's see if we can... The way we're going to do this, we're going to talk about each game that we think is our game of the year and then come out with our, consensus? Come to a mutual consensus on what the DLG game of the year is.
Well, let's start off with guessing each other's.
Oh, man. Do we have to? Okay. All right.
Gee, guess. I guess I'm going to go with Fractured Butthole for you.
No. Okay. So we can guess, but let's not answer.
Oh, gotcha.
All right.
And Bobby, God, what did you really like? Was Black Week this year? You wouldn't have done that. No way.
There's one game.
Yeah.
There's a few games.
There's a game you really liked. My memory is shit, though.
I'm guessing it's going to be PUBG for the two of you. That's my guess for both of you.
And then Chi?
For me, I'm guessing Divinity 2 for Bobby, and for you, PUBG.
Divinity 2 for Bobby. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. All right. So, the reveal.
Reveal. So, my reveal will be Divinity Original Sin 2 as my game of the year. Hands down, that game is 11 out of 10. Can do no wrong. Thank God for Larian Studios, because you made my year. Thank you very much. I had so much fun playing probably the best RPG I've played ever.
Yeah,
and
ever.
Not only that, with
the best RPG
with my
ever.
Favorite people in the world, the co-op is flawless. The characters, the combat, everything. Oh, I love Divinity 2.
Nice.
Yes.
PC Gamer gave them Game of the Year. By the way, somebody brought up the podcast at the party I was at last night. So I was just like, just look up PC Gaming Podcast anywhere. We were number one on all the metrics that the two or three people learned.
But we're not on Spotify yet.
You have to pay to be on Spotify.
Yeah. Bobby.
Did you hear that, Patreons?
Let's see. Lab Monkey's Guess and Prey. That's a good guess. I really did enjoy that game. Still haven't beaten it. That one's got to... I got to rectify that. My favorite gaming experience this year, I'm going to have to give that to Thimbleweed Park.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah. Love that game.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely love that game. And it just made me feel hopeful about point-and-click adventures. Because it's always the question, are those games dead? Is that genre dead? Is that something for, as Yahtzee said in one of his... videos, your hairy dad. Like, you think of point-and-click adventure games, who plays those? Old people. But
you're not a spring chicken, Bobby.
No.
And
no,
here we go, the ones and knows from Robert_Digital.
So, I don't know. I played that game, and I was just like, oh, yeah, this is still a thing. This is still possible to do this genre right. Really enjoyed that. And, Chi, what about you?
What, no.
She already said.
Oh, you already said yours.
Divinity 2. But
Bobby, I'm going to need you to be present.
What's great about that answer is that because of the time you mentioned, or when you were talking about that game, you mentioned the one TV show and I started watching it, totally obsessed.
Twin Peaks?
Yes, Twin Peaks. Damn fine cup of coffee moments. And I'm so grateful that you mentioned that because it reintroduced me to Twins. It introduced me to Twin Peaks. And I love that show. I don't know. I don't necessarily like how it ended, but I really enjoyed the first season.
Do you have any interest in playing the game?
The game? Hell no. I'm not a robot.
It's a tough sale.
I'm not an old robot. No, I'm just kidding. You're not old, Bobby.
So this, for me, Senua's Sacrifice was so close. Like,
oh, I thought you were going
to
give it.
Yeah, but it's going to have to go with PUBG. Bobby, Bobby knows me pretty well.
Wait, I think I... Do I win then?
No,
was I the only one that assumed correctly?
No, Bobby said PUBG for me.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he said PUBG for both you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
PUBG for both you guys.
It's
and,
a tie.
You know, I think last year we agreed on Overwatch, and I think because it was not just a good game. Like, I'll call it a good game. You know, obviously there's a lot of hype behind it, which can detract from the game itself, but because it was such a cultural event, like it was, it's such an impact in gaming.
Absolutely.
And I think PUBG has that same impact. Like, it has changed gaming.
It has.
Well, here's the thing. So essentially, I know we're not all going to vote Thimbleweed Park.
No. So now we go with our runner up. So what are you, my runner up is Senua's Sacrifice, Hellblade.
What, my runner up is PUBG.
Oh, I don't have a runner up. I didn't know this was part of the deal.
How are we ever going to, how are you going to get to a
consensus?
I would I think it's already done. If her runner up is
PUBG. Why do we have a first choice and then a second choice?
Well, I think since I picked Divinity 2, Bobby's played that.
I'll go with Divinity.
So two votes for Divinity?
Yeah,
two
I would
votes
agree.
For PUBG.
Divinity
this is
fantastic.
Weird. This is, I don't
but PUBG,
know.
Well, I don't know, because PUBG is, even though I don't personally care for the game, like, I understand that it's either going to be Divinity or PUBG. See, here's a regret that I have. We, like, years ago, we didn't play Divinity, and we were like, oh, you know, that's kind of a good game, or you guys had kind of tested it out. And then as I played it, and then as I played it more, I'm like, this is becoming not only what I consider the best game of 2014, but one of the best games of all time. So I kind of felt like that was cheated out of an award, so I don't know.
No, I feel like we gave it Game of the Year that year.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. We gave Divinity the Game of the Year that year.
I don't know. We'll have to check the official DLG
before
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Before my time, but I would have.
Or the giant statues we have in the case.
I don't know. PUBG?
I would have to say PUBG. Well, fuck, dude.
No,
it's
Divinity,
literally, like,
man.
I said earlier, I said it was the best RPG ever made. So
Divinity, Original Sin 2.
But it doesn't make me fucking sweat. It doesn't make me shake.
Yeah, but here's the thing. PUBG has been early access, and yes, PUBG has a phenomenal multiplayer fan base, but overall construction. Don't forget about the construction of the game, the execution, the innovation. Like, PUBG, it's
100 people on a server is so hard to do.
But PUBG wasn't the first and only people that did that.
They're the first one that did it well.
Yes-ish.
What other game besides MMOs? But
DayZ was a really fun game. DayZ had a lot of different elements to it that PUBG doesn't have either.
Do you have that many players?
It did not have that many
players. None of us.
But I'm just saying, I started with DayZ, so that was that was the doorway into.
Okay, we got it down to two.
Battle Royale.
I vote. I'm really on the fence. It's like 49-49 here. So
we should ask the chat, see what they think. How many votes we got for PUBG out there?
it's a debacle, guys.
Right now, I have to go.
I am 100% Divinity 2.
100% PUBG.
So, Bobby, who gets the game of the year?
Let's see. Chat saying not PUBG. All right. Let's see what it has. Waifu Sex Simulator, okay.
And Lab Monkey's asking, how is it not Waifu Sex Simulator?
I'm going to I think I have to go with Divinity because I
You don't have Chad. What would Chad vote?
Chad wouldn't vote for PUBG, would he?
No, he wouldn't.
Probably wouldn't. Yeah. What would Chad do?
What those would Chad
vote? Should we text him?
Let's call him. How about, let's call him. What's that? Helpline? God. You know, when who wants to be a millionaire? What is it? Can I use my lifeline? The lifeline? What would Chad
do? That was a... What is that fucking game called? Bobby, let's take a break.
Yeah, well, we call up Chad. And then we will come back with the official DLG Game of the Year.
Well, I think it's pretty much that. I mean, I'm not unhappy with Divinity. It's fucking amazing.
Divinity, runner-up PUBG.
But RPGs have been made before. The thing is, battle royales have not been made before. Not a good one.
All right, and we're back. So, the official DL Gaming Game of the Year, we have decided, after consulting our former partner in crime, is...
Divinity Original Sin 2.
Yep.
I just stuttered the same
Divinity
way.
Divinity Original Sin 2 gets Game of the Year, the DLG Game of the Year award, and I am so happy to hear it.
And runner-up is PUBG.
Well, that was lackluster.
Yeah.
No, everyone knows we all love PUBG, yeah, and we will be playing a shit ton of PUBG.
What did you play more hours of, Chi?
I mean, do we have to pick just
one? It's probably
one?
Equivalent.
I kind of all have our own individual ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thimbleweed Park is another runner-up anyway. I feel like mentioning that game just passes by just like a thimbleweed, just like in the background. It's like, oh, yeah.
All right.
And then we also mentioned that game.
And then that concludes our DLG 2017 Game Awards. I hope you like the unique categories that we put to surface. I don't know who you guys agreed with the most in terms of awards, but hopefully you respect us and our decisions a little bit more once we have announced the different titles of 2017. Outside of that, what are we moving on to?
I have a question. Are thimbleweeds and tumbleweeds the same thing?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. I was mixing up thimbleweed with tumbleweed. But on that, I saw a video of like this neighborhood got attacked by tumbleweeds. Like for some reason there was like huge winds. Their entire neighborhood was covered in tumbleweeds. Like they couldn't get into their house. And the old lady's like, I couldn't get in my house, so I called the city, and they said they would pick them up if I could get them to the curb, but look. And then the camera pans, and it's just like, there's a fucking house. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Third world problems, everybody.
That's when you bring a buzzsaw. You get the buzzsaw out and just go ham. That would be a lot of fun.
How are you
going to
plug it in? Your house is covered in them.
Oh, well.
They can get some mass to them, because sometimes, like, there'll be
time to
a
go to
large
Lowe's
root. In there,
I say go to Lowe's, get not a buzzsaw, a chainsaw. Sorry, and just go
crazy.
All right, are we on listener feedback?
Oh, we're on hardware.
Well, we already talked about the hardware, didn't we?
Well, we talked about the Roomba, which you're borrowing from your girlfriend, and Emilio just bought his online.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes, and I also have a model
for
number.
My purchases,
there you go.
And then as for my purchases this week, I actually bought studio lighting, not for the studio that we're currently recording in, but for my personal studio where I will be getting back into Twitch streaming for 2018. Believe it when you see it, guys. So don't forget to drop by twitch.tv/smoochi, SMOOXCHI. I am doing a complete revamping of my stream, out with the old and with the new. I am just, because we're starting our vodcast with DLG, it makes all the sense to get back into my stream. And I love my stream. I'm sad that I even ever left streaming. And I just put a lot of money into I call it a glamour light.
Yeah.
It's basically what a lot of makeup tutorial girls on YouTube use in order to get very appropriate studio lighting without taking up too much space.
Ah, cool.
So the light
like
that
a direct,
I got,
like
it's
very
it's a fluorescent light. So it's daylight bulb. And I got the newer Ring Light, which is newer is the brand itself. It comes with a stand, virtually a tall tripod, and it comes with a camera attachment, and the light itself is in the shape of a ring. And what it does, it's very direct lighting onto the face, and it's for close quarters. So I am excited to see how it works with my,
You haven't tried it yet?
A camera. I just ordered it yesterday. So, look
what
forward to
like
additional
cost?
Feedback and, of course, my comeback streams.
What does something like that cost?
It cost me $160 for the full
pricey.
Package with filters and everything.
Gotcha.
So, not bad. Cool. Honestly, depending on the quality, and I'll yeah, follow we'll up see, with right? that. I'll see. I'll let you know if it's worth its bang or buck.
Cool.
All right.
Bobby, so, you still streaming super dark?
Bang and
like
buck.
Almost like you can't see yourself at all. Almost.
Oh, no, no. You can see me. I have a light that
I use. You
see
Bobby very well.
That I really hate. I hate my light. So it's like a desk light that clamps onto something. I have a clamp to one of my monitors. Not very well. And not only that, but I put my webcam on top of this light because I get a better angle from up there. But to turn on and off this light, you have to touch and hold on the back of it, which is really hard to do because it's got a bendable neck. And to change the brightness, you tap on the back of it. It's very awkward to use. I don't like it. I need another lighting situation, but I just don't have a lot of room.
Poor design is like disgusting. I hate when like things are poorly designed. It's yeah. just,
like put a light yeah. switch on this or something yeah. like this.
Sometimes cheap beats good. Anyway, moving on.
All right, listener feedback. Let's get to it. Question for Bobby. This is coming from Sniper. Let's see. Two Anubaraks walk into the bar. One chooses Locust and the other chooses Webb. Which one gets a better deal? Well, that depends on who you're playing against.
You want yeah, Sniper.
Not a direct answer with this, but yeah, you want to take Locust if they have a lot of heavy melee and you're going to be brawling a lot. But 90% of the time, I always take Webb, and the trick is determining who you Webb, and don't be afraid to let that out early just to catch someone, and then your team can follow up. You follow up with the Q and then the E, stun lock them for a good second and a half while your team kills them. All right.
That was
you
a good
guys
answer,
get all
man.
That?
Yeah.
I think Bobby needs... Instead of a mobile corner, I feel like Bobby needs a hot strategy corner.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or maybe his own HOTS podcast. HOTS cast. Is that already taken?
No.
It's probably some like porn site.
There's a lot of good Heroes of the Storm podcasts out there already, though. Next question coming from Atrocious. Which game are you most looking forward to in 2018? Good question.
Anthem for me. People make fun of it. Nobody's on board, but it was enough to sell me. I love trailers. I'm on the hype train.
Got a feeling that one's going to flop.
I'm going to buy it, most certainly. I'm going to play it. I'm going to maybe love it or hate it. I'm most likely not going to hate it. I could feel indifferent about it.
What game have we ever like really played together, like more than 3 hours? Probably none, right?
PUBG would be the closest. Yeah.
Maybe.
Main contender.
Yeah.
Outside of that, you and I haven't played any co-op games.
No.
We've only so really
this would
played...
Be nice, something like this. I mean, I guess Destiny would have been one of them if I was so late to the party. So it didn't work out.
I think
out,
you would have a lot of fun playing Divinity.
I mean, I have it. I've been playing it, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm deleting ESL. I just got to get rid of it. Well... It's so good on the phone. I'll leave it on my phone. I got to delete it from my computer. All right, Bobby.
I was going to say Psychonauts 2, but that got delayed till 2019, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know then.
I'll give you some time to decide and let you know my most anticipated game of 2018 would be Monster Hunter World.
Mm.
Now, I'm saying this never, ever having played a Monster Hunter game. But I do know it is a game for weebs. No, I'm just kidding. What I know about Monster Hunter World is that it's going to be graphically amazing. It's going to be an MMO that focuses strictly almost on boss fights alone. And, of course, it's coming out on console first, but it's going to be ported for PC for the first time. And if it's a new MMO experience, I'm going to try it. And most likely, I'm going to like it better than Destiny 2. So, you know... Step on down, Monster Hunter.
It looks great. I've never played a Monster Hunter game. It looks good. There's another one competing with it, but it's PC only. I think it's called I don't remember. But you can play it in early access right now. Bobby, what about one of these pirate games, huh? Skull and Bones.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. What was the one? Uh-huh. What was the one that they announced at the...
Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Game
Thieves.
Awards. Sea of Thieves. Okay. Yeah, very excited.
But, Skull and Bones looks really... graphically, Skull and Bones looks better to me. But,
but
Sea of Thieves looks
sea
like
Thieves
more fun.
From Rare. I mean, yeah. Donkey Kong Country, let's not forget.
Yeah.
I love how we're just answering for Bobby, but there is no way in hell anyone could have answered his game of the year. Like,
yeah,
I don't think
know
anybody...
I could have been here all night.
anybody, yeah. Unless someone who really knows you, Bobby.
Yeah, you know what's funny about
that? Not even your own mother could have guessed that one.
Yeah, well, the funniest thing about that is I don't own Thimbleweed Park. I played that off of Chad's account, which I never do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, next question coming from Warconius. First game you are going to play in 2018. For me, it's going to be Killing Floor 2 with Cricket Soldier. Gonna make that happen.
Oh, so New tomorrow I will most likely be playing Tacoma.
Yeah, so I'm taking the day off, I guess so. I'm going to be hungover all day, so not that I get hungover because I'm amazing, but geez, that's a good one. I don't know. ESL.
Oh my god.
No, PUBG. Like, yeah, probably PUBG.
I almost feel dirty hearing you talk about how you're going to uninstall it, how it's like consuming you.
And then I say,
you don't want to play it, but then you're like, oh man, this is my new Binding of Isaac.
Yeah, fuck. No, and it's the same reason. Like, I love Hearthstone. The only reason I don't play Hearthstone is because I'm a sucker for these card games, man. They suck me in. What's good, though, is they don't suck my money out. Like, I'm not like Chad that just keeps buying and shit and all this stuff. Like, I work for my cards, and I'm good enough to, like, complete my quest right away and use that to
I can parlay. See why you like it, though, because you are a huge Magic the Gathering guy. I mean, you were... Yeah.
Card games are fun.
Yeah.
You were that greaser nerd that showed up at... Gaming
the Fat Man Plaza.
Greaser nerd?
Yeah. He said he was a greaser. He had long, slick hair.
The Fonz?
Leather jacket.
Something like that, yeah. Modern-day Fonz. Or modern-day back then. All right. What else we got?
Last question from Warconius, directed to Chi. Big Boss is asking why you don't play Metal Gear 5 in 2018.
You know what? Metal Gear 5 was actually a game that was gifted to me, and I did play, and I was excited to play. I played it only through what I would consider the tutorial scene. I think I was juggling Resident Evil 7 at the time.
Yeah.
And
there's a huge discount on Resident Evil 7. It's on sale 40% off right now and is going to be permanently price reduced by 20%.
I think it's
permanently reduced 40% and currently on sale for 20%.
On top of the 40, right?
Well,
so 60% off.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be happy to play Metal Gear 5 in 2018. Hopefully on stream.
Here's the thing, though. Gee.
Yeah.
I don't think you like single player games. I think you're over it. Although Fractured Butthole is
super single player. Yeah.
So maybe
I like all the games except for sports and racing. That has been my like answer when anyone asks me what games I play. I'm like, I virtually play all of them except for sports and racing because if I like sports and racing games, I might as well just grow a dick. I'm already a girl that likes video games.
Nobody plays sports and racing games on
Nobody
PC.
Does. PC gamers don't, no, generally.
I mean, some people do.
Well, all the boys play Rocket League.
That's not... Well, I guess it's both, huh?
It's got cars in it, though. Yeah. That's cars and
an
sports.
Game.
I will
racing
never play Rocket League with you.
Gee, when we were putting this episode together, you asked about when the release date for Resident Evil 7. So I thought that was going to be one of your answers. Which one was it maybe an answer for?
For Resident Evil 7... Maybe an answer for.
Or you don't remember.
If we had anything horror related, Resident Evil 7 would win.
Yeah.
I love Resident Evil 7.
I would have voted for it, and I didn't play it.
It was the first time in a long time a genre reinvented itself.
Wow. I really got to play it.
Now, like beyond what PUBG did with Battle Royale, I think Resident Evil 7 did more for that series than it's ever done since Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
So, I mean, about damn time. 5 and 6 was a disappointment, in my opinion.
The only thing with me and Metal Gear Solid 5, I'm not a stealth guy. I've never been able to get into it. I liked Styx a little bit. Styx was like one of the better ones that I've played.
But, that was Shadow Master. What was that?
Yeah, something like that. You play as a goblin. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. You very rarely do you play as a goblin.
You know what? I feel like I would really enjoy the Far Cry series. And when I can really dive into Metal Gear 5, I would like that all the same too. So
what about that,
not,
Bobby?
It's not
Master
on,
of Shadows.
It's not, it's not up there on my priority list.
What about Far Cry 5, Bobby? Is that high on your anticipation list?
I am kind of. I mean, I'm
cautiously
excited.
Optimistic.
Yeah, because I like the setting. I like Far Cry games, but I haven't played the last couple, and I still haven't beaten 4, just because I've been playing Far Cry since the original one. I really liked the original one. 2, couldn't get into as much. 3, absolutely loved it. And just after that, I just felt like they just started repeating themselves. So,
yeah.
You know, new setting's going to be great. But I did want to mention, and I was serious about playing some Killing Floor too, because they have started to really put out the content with that. They had that Halloween update that was great, but they've also done
Killing Floor titties.
Killing Floor, they are gross. Yeah, you don't want any of that. But they have a fantastic holiday update or Christmas update with where you kill Krampus. He's the main boss, and all the they call them specimens, but they're like the zombies. You know, they're redone in these holiday things. So like they're gingerbread men that look all gnarly. There's a giant nutcracker that comes at you, and
but it's same great. Shit. There's just different skins.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's the same stuff.
I can't get into this game, guys.
You barely played it.
Repetitive. I fight the same 5 guys over and over again.
It's not the same guy. Look it up on Wikipedia. There's like 13 different enemies.
Okay.
That all do different things and need to be countered.
Super repetitive. It just wasn't for me.
All right. Well, I think we've already talked about what we're going to be playing next week. Do we need to rehash that?
No, I don't think so. I really don't know. My life is a chaotic mess. I'm so busy with so many things.
Well, I think we should have some type of epic 2017 closing for the end of this episode. What can you say about 2017 and your 2018 New Year's resolutions before we go?
If I had a resolution, I mean, I think it's at the back of almost all of our heads, every PC gamer, everybody. Finish more single-player titles. I mean, I really wish I could.
Have a Bethesda year.
Yeah. Well, all Bethesda games I finished. That's not a problem for me, but it's the other ones. It's the Shadow of the Wars, the XCOM 2s. And then on top of the XCOM 2, there's that fucking DLC that's supposed to be fucking amazing. Oh, Vermintide 2 is coming out next year.
I bet y'all want to play with me.
So that's early on. we only played a little bit.
We played a little bit. And I guess since it wasn't Left 4 Dead, I was kind of just like, meow.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't see me.
You're definitely good at shooting things in the head. I've seen you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. As for my New Year's resolutions, before I sign myself up for some ridiculous 12 games... to be, I just want to say, I hope you see me on Twitch, and I hope you follow dlgaming.net on Twitch, and really immerse yourself into our community. If you're just a listener, and by all means, that's great, that's wonderful. If you're a Patreon, oh my goodness, thank you so much above and beyond for that too. But I would say 2017 has been great, making new friends, really building our DLG community, seeing such a huge presence on Discord. I want to see that presence on Twitch too. Mm-hmm. So for a 2018 resolution, did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I drunk already? No. I would say, I hope we really build our Twitch audience.
Let's blow this fucking thing up.
Absolutely. Let's
blow it up.
Let's wipe these once white walls down.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody tell a friend.
Dr.
We're fucking amazing.
Raconius, quoting Raconius in Discord, he says, with Dr. Disrespect out of the picture, Twitch needs me.
Yeah.
Are you saying you want me to cheat on my boyfriend? Anyways, let's move on.
I think you Bobby. Read that wrong. So yeah, my goals this year, build a new computer, stream a lot more, just as much as I possibly can.
Whoa, wait, that was a big drop right there. Build a new computer?
Oh, yeah. I've been talking about this for a while.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I'm pretty sure.
It hasn't been the right time.
I got everything all picked out on Amazon.
But then his car broke.
I just need that money. Yeah.
Oh.
Like a dual-mass flywheel costs a lot, apparently. But, yeah. So, build a new computer, stream as much as possible, and cut out the bullshit. Like, I'm just done with the, you know.
So, HOTS is gone?
No.
Wait, bullshit as in solid foods? Explain.
No, I mean, just be better with my time. Like, don't waste time. Like, I'm not going to buy bundles. I'm not going to buy games I don't want.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, I love it. Bobby, that's a great answer.
Yeah.
That is a great answer. Bobby going hard.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, thank you so, so much for fucking subscribing, listening. If you made it to the end of the episode, I feel like there wasn't a lot of energy today, even though it was like a fun episode. We're definitely into this. This was fun for us. Don't get it twisted. This is always great. Love that you guys are listening. You know how proud it was, like, that three people showed up on their phones and they looked on three different things and we were number one on all of them. Like, I wasn't even talking about the podcast. Somebody came up to me and they're like, hey, are you still doing that thing? And I was like, look up PC Gaming Podcast. And he looked up on, it wasn't Stitcher, it was fucking CastBox. And we were number one on there. The other guy used Stitcher and the other guy did fucking on his podcast app, the one that's built into the iOS. And we were number one on all three, dude. You know?
Don't forget.
God damn it.
It's not China number one. It's DLG number one.
Yes. There it is. So when you're in that plane, think of us. And until next time, disgusting, gross, fucking killing
Krampus.
Krampus tits. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.